Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Can I just let you into a little thing I've been doing in the afternoon? The show you're about to hear on Broadcasting from Home, because I've hurt me back again. I'm basically falling apart. Keep getting bad back. Obviously, played one game of jumpers for goalposts, and look what's happened to me. But in an attempt to try and sort my back out, I've been doing a bit of swimming over the past few days. And you know what that means? It's not fun swimming, is it? It's not kind of messing around and jumping in and going down slides. It's good old-fashioned lane swimming at your local leisure centre. And that always comes with its own little foibles and idiosyncrasies, doesn't it? So I don't know if you have this situation, Richie, when you've been swimming, but I feel that you get these people who are quite good swimmers, but what they do, they don't swim in their own kind of, you know, intermediate or fast lane. What they do is they like to drop down into the slow lane where the slower people are swimming, just so they can get a buzz from overtaking. Maybe we need to find a word for them in Find a Word For at some point.
Yes.
Like, they drop down a lane on purpose to just so that they can go round people who are obviously not as fast as swimmers as them.
What I would suggest, that's a very valid observation, and we should do that on Thursday's show. I think there also needs to be a slower lane than the slow lane, because I promise you that I am slower than your standard person in a slow lane.
Because there's nothing worse than swimming, in-lane swimming, going clockwise or anti-clockwise or whatever, and having someone bearing down on you.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's not enjoyable, is it, at all?
No. Honestly, I get to the end of a length, and I'm one of those ones that has to just cling onto the bar and empty me goggles and get me breath back, and then I go again. I am the slowest swimmer. You remember that eel bloke in the Olympics years back? That's me.
Well, I'm going to put a question out to our audience here, and you raise a very good point. What should the name of the lane be called that is slower than the slow lane? Get in touch now, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Big gig tomorrow, Bush. Big gig that I'm going to need your support on. I am going in. It's Careers Week at a primary school that my son's at. Now, he's not in the year that's going to have the Careers Week talk, because he's literally six. Doesn't have to decide just yet. However, word has made its way around that there is a parent who does a radio show, and I've been approached to talk about a career in radio and media. I've got to do three different talks to years 4, 5, and 6 tomorrow at school. And I've got to be honest, I'm bricking it.
Do you know what, that sounds like my idea of hell. Given, you know, it's weird that we do this job and you talk in front of loads of different people and all that kind of stuff, but you can't kind of see them. The idea of seeing the whites of people's eyes while you're doing like a school talk, I can see myself turning into David Brent from The Office and getting the guitar.
It's exactly that. It is exactly that, because you're quite right. We don't see how you are reacting to the nonsense that we broadcast. But tomorrow, it's not just going to be two classes at the same time, but it's also the teachers and all the support staff. You know, they're going to be stood there with, like, folded arms. And I'm sure at one point the head will come in and be stood there at the back. I'm just feeling so self-conscious. But it's a rite of passage, isn't it? You have those talks where people come in. Someone comes in out of school, and there's always one that is memorable. I just hope that tomorrow mine ends up being one of those memorable ones.
Well, I would say that, like, teachers are cooler these days as well, and younger. Like, when I was at school, all of my teachers looked like grot bags from Big windmill, right? So they're a little bit cooler. So the pressure is on. You're absolutely right. But you are right as well. It is a rite of passage. Like, we had, when I was at school, the Coca-Cola kids come in. Do you remember the Coca-Cola kids? He must be the rival of the Milky Bar kid, but he didn't do a talk. He just came in with a really tiny Coca-Cola-themed football and did keepy uppies. So weird. Without any explanation as to what he was doing, then got in a car and drove off.
If you have a memorable school talk that comes straight to mind, let us know. You can find us on the socials at Absolute Radio.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Malcolm says Steve Backley came in. Him off of the 90s of javelin fame, I seem to remember. Malcolm says he came to the school to open the new sports hall, which I guess is weird, isn't it? Because, like, no one ever threw a javelin in a sports hall. But anyway, Malcolm says they decided to do a balloon release, and we got told that Steve Backley would blow a whistle to let us know when to let go of all the balloons. Unfortunately, in order to get our attention, the deputy head also blew a whistle, and you can guess what happened.
Oh, no. Also, why are they releasing balloons? He's not gone missing. Do you know what I mean?
Sounds a very curious event, doesn't it?
Please get back in touch. There's a lot to clarify there. Whilst we're waiting for that, as the Foo Fighters play a massive set of stadium shows across the UK, you might be one of the lucky people that's seen them recently. We've got a very special programme about the legend that is Dave Grohl. Ben Coley looks at his life, career and charts his journey to becoming an icon of rock. And you can listen to it now in our brand new free Rayo app. Download it in the App Store and listen right away.
I do have another slight paranoia that I've got to share with you. So much of my talk is going to be based on some pictures that I have had sent over for the school to put onto their system. I've had no confirmation yet that email has gone through. They've received the pictures. And I'm telling you, if they don't have the pictures working, my talk is going to be so bad.
Hey, you need to get yourself, they must still have them on eBay, a good old-fashioned OHP, overhead projector. Those
yes.
things,
yes.
don't need any attachments to work that bad boy.
Robert says, at secondary school, we had Sir Bobby Robson visit. What a legend, the nation's footballing grandfather.
Jane says, at my school, we had an evening talk with Emlyn Hughes of Question of Sport fame. Another good old cultural reference point from the sports world of the 80s.
I love that, an evening talk, which obviously implies that you could opt to stay on for that one.
Yeah, stay on for a bit of extra Emlyn.
If you had a memorable talk at your school you want to share with us, you can find us on the socials at Absolute Radio.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Stu says this fella popped by, a.k.a. the Green Cross Code Man, a.k.a. Dave Prowse, possibly the most legendary day ever at Aronside Primary School.
That is good, and no offence to Dave Prowse, but I feel like his Green Cross Code era was like a poor second album to Darth Vader.
You tell him that.
What is his superpower? Was there ever a clarification as to what the Green Cross Codes man actual power was, bar having the outfit?
I hear what you're saying, but you know, to cross the road safely, that is one of life's goals, surely.
I know, but he's just got an outfit. I mean, if you just dress up in an outfit, it doesn't give you the right to make the rules of the road up. Although, weirdly enough, and don't take this off on a weird tangent, it seems that people, they need to bring the Green Cross Code guy back, because people don't seem to understand that, you know, in terms of the highway code, if you start walking across a road, you now have right of way
yes.
overturning motorists. Motorists don't realise that, do they?
No, they don't. If you want to discuss the Green Cross Code, you can email us, hometime Absolute Radio. Mark your email, Green Cross Code Chat.
Well, this is it. If Dave Prowse has got a son, Barry Prowse, maybe he could take over and be Green Cross Code Guy 2.0 or whatever. We digress. It's Live Music Thursday this week. It's good news. It comes from Sheryl Crow, as well as live tracks from the multi-platinum selling artist. Our very own Daniel Perry will be chatting with Sheryl from 7 p.m. this coming Thursday. That's the 4th of July, and you can listen on Absolute Radio and on the free Rayo app.
We need a Green Cross app.
Oh.
Angela says, I can remember a lady coming in called Eva Harey, who was on the Titanic. Now, that is one that I would have been fascinated in.
That's good, man. She escaped, did she? She got on one of the boats.
Must have been Eva. One of the ones who got on one of the life rafts, yeah.
Well, I would want to listen to it. I feel quite bad, actually. We had a couple of old ladies come in when I was at school and tell us about the war years and sing songs now. And we were just literally taking the mickey out of them. And now I've got into World War II history. I wish I'd have listened. I feel quite bad.
There's a moral in that. Helen Sharman says Chris Teal. She was doing handing out of records of achievement. What a waste of time they were. But Helen Sharman, she was memorable from our childhood. First Brit in space, wasn't she?
I literally have no idea who she is.
Absolutely
really
certain of that, unless I've got that wrong.
One thing I was going to ask is, are you doing this talk in a classroom or are you doing it in the school assembly hall?
Just ratifying Helen Sharman, British chemist and astronaut. I believe I'm having to go from classroom to classroom, but I might have that wrong. Which do you think is preferable?
Well, I mean, I would say go classroom is better because, I don't know about you, my entire experience of growing up and being in school assembly halls is people passing out or being sick. So just put that out of your mind.
Thank you.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So I don't know if anyone else gets this, but I really hate it when you get reminded of like anniversaries of stuff, or you know when they love doing it, don't they, in like social media or on the news, like, can you believe this album is 25 years old? And it makes you feel dead old, doesn't it? And you know, certain stuff that we've grown up with, you know, like say Nevermind by Nirvana and all that kind of stuff, still feels like it was only yesterday. But there, it's a, you know, it's quite far in the distance. You know, I mean, it's almost like when I was going to festivals back in the day. I think it's as old now as like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album was when I was going to like the Reading Festival. It's that distance, and it blows your mind. I've seen an anniversary today of something that really has shocked me, and it's this: the Sony Walkman came out 45 years ago today.
Oh, come on.
This information should be redacted. So we talked about a lot of redactions on yesterday's show. This should be redacted. I don't want to know this kind of stuff. But it only seems like yesterday I had it. I mean, most people listening to this of a certain age will have had a Sony Walkman at one point in their lives. I remember getting mine, and it's an iconic thing with its kind of, you know, orange sponge orange headphones, and it's fast forward and play and lock, and the noise it made when you took the cassette tape out as well. The one that I had when I got one for my birthday back in the day, it had a radio on it as well. So I used to sit up at night in bed when I'd pretend to my parents that I'd gone to sleep and sit there and listen to Gemini FM in Devon. You know, that kind of like the dial that you used to get on medium wave or AM, where you're like, you feel like you're scrolling through Second World War trying to find someone who might be broadcasting out of France or something like that. It's just an iconic thing. Did you have a Sony Walkman when you were a kid?
I did have a Walkman. Mine was one of the, you know, obviously you had the ones where you'd have to get to the end of the tape and you'd have to just flip it round. I do remember having the more advanced one where you could also rewind or fast forward as well. I don't want to brag, but
that's the equivalent of having one of those a telly which has got a VCR actually built into it, which is a bit of a rage. a fair play to listener Alex, who's tweeted us to say he loved his Walkman so much that he couldn't part with it, so he had it framed, and he sent us a photo. His Sony Walkman framed on his wall in his lounge, which is an amazing thing. So here's the kicker, right? This is the question. Is there a bit of tech which no longer exists that you miss? A piece of old tech that isn't around anymore that you still think about a couple of times a week. Like for me, it's the Walkman, but maybe a bit of the mini disc player as well. I used to love my portable mini disc player as well. Just the sound that the little slidey metal bit used to make on the top of a mini disc was an incredible thing. But I tried a Megan's dad who sent a photo of his ZX Spectrum.
I've just seen some bloke out of the studio window rainbow walk up this grand staircase. And I say this to our kids outside our studio window.
They get annoyed if the Wi-Fi is slow and they can't download something. Instantly.
He's walked up two steps at a time. Who has
tape recorder
such
into
boundless
the game,
energy?
Wait for half an hour with some strange noises whilst
day.
It loads up. And if they lose on level one, they'll reload the game.
No, he's walking up.
Can't blame him.
The thing is really wicked.
Delay gone somewhere. He's going to try and leave by one of the windows.
Tony says, I still remember throwing my record player into the dump.
On the show this
I regretted it
we cannot
immediately
this.
To the extent that I actually wanted to jump into the container and get it back out. It still haunts me to this day.
That you miss.
But it's making a comeback. We talked on the show
and this is the first mention of cameras. Well, maybe some of the technology that's been mentioned this afternoon could be on its way back. 35mm Olympus OM4. So much easier and more satisfying to use than digital cameras. I remember
think that the Game Boy,
like,
your Nintendo Game Boy, which is what Blake
like
is suggesting. In fact, he sent
with
a video in with his message
of like
his actually
and
still
and
working and he still uses
it. Just
so he isn't strictly speaking missing it.
About those
I think the Game Boy was better. Mal is
reminiscing
about the televisions that you had to open up a side panel
and
use the equivalent of an Allen key. I tell you what, if you gave me the Game Boy on the tube on the way home right now, I would happily play Tetris.
Let alone that you had to open up a side panel. It just blows my mind that to get off
the sofa to change
even
the channel.
Just for the music.
I love it.
Yes.
God bless him
for the music was great as well. Also, one other thing I had when I was a kid, and I've forgotten about this, I had one of those, you remember those like first generation tiny portable TVs that had like a little black and white screen and an aerial that you could watch? It was like the size of like mobile phones now, like you know, smartphone now. But I just thought that was literally the future of technology and science.
Your tech that you are missing and you want back, please, on the socials at Absolute Radio.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I had a William Wall, who's got a cracking name. He says, for me, it's the Sony Discman with a car adapter. Made long trips on the motorway so much easier. The only downside was if you tried to change discs whilst driving on your own, you would head into the central reservation.
Not advisable. Going a little bit further back than your Discman era, absolute 80s, Cyndi Lauper. You might have seen her on the pyramid stage at Glastonbury at the weekend. Well, Leona Graham grabbed her for a catch-up. I doubt it was actually at Glastonbury. I think it was here in our studio. studios. But Leona discussing some of the most iconic songs of the decade with Cyndi Lauper. Probably Cyndi discussing those songs with Leona is the right way of putting it around. That is this Thursday afternoon from 1 on Absolute 80s.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So there's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully my back is on the mend. Just talking at the beginning of this about doing some swimming. Just chatting to Richie about that. Richie, what kind of stroke do you do? Are you a front crawl kind of guy, or are you breaststroke, or are you one of those weird ones that looks like they're drowning by doing the butterfly?
I'm not butterfly.
What even is that?
It's a display. That's what butterfly is. It's not a meaningful way of propelling yourself, is it? I used to be able to do front crawl, but I found breathing hard. So now I am breaststroke, and I'm pretty effective at that. Having said that, I go off from the blocks like a bullet. I go off like a bullet underwater. So I do about a quarter of the length underwater, because I've got good lung capacity, because I never smoked. And then I come up and I go from about 100 miles an hour to 20 miles an hour and do the slowest breaststroke for the rest of the lane.
Well, I noticed today, actually, that I do breaststroke like my mum used to swim when we were on holiday as kids, which is like have your head quite far out the water and just the base of your mullet getting wet, tickled by the water of the pool. That's the way to do it.